Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters from near and far. It's about to go down. Welcome to tonight's evening podcast. I am yours truly, Torsten Klerupka. I'm going to recite a poem of mine. This poem that I'm going to recite from my work is titled A Letter to Adam About Adam from Adam. So here we go. Tonight, I will try and find rest. Tonight, I will try and sleep peacefully. Tonight, I will try and count the stars on the ceiling. Tonight, I will try and find my dreams. This poem is a poem about peace before the headlines read that another celebrity couple have decided to call it quits. But tonight, my joy, I will look at your happiness that breathes within your laughter, because tomorrow I will question your fights, saying, should I teach him to lick his wounds or should I teach him to raise his fists? So tonight, I want to stop my thoughts from wondering about what kind of a man will this world influence you to be, wondering about how patriarchy will force you to stomach your tears or how it will teach you about how to run your household like a drill sergeant. Tonight, I want to embrace the moment of having a father and son talk, a moment that in this day and age is deemed to be something that is taboo. This piece was meant to be a poem about peace, but now I'm ratting out about the demons that men are forced to inherit, in fact, the demons that we all love to be. Tonight, I want to tell you something. In fact, I want to tell you everything. I think Adam is the apple that Eve fell prey to. And if they came from our ribs, it does not mean we own their bodies. Men don't know how to spell I love you with their hearts. Instead, men will spell it with syllables of selfish satisfaction, my joy. We glorious alpha males don't want to swallow our pride, cause feeding our ego seems to make much more sense. We know how to give violent kisses. We know how to kidnap with hugs. We know how to blind Eve with our tongues. We know how to be a nightmare in the Garden of Eden. We know how to turn our feelings into tombstones with their names, as much as we turn our hands into graveyards as we want to see their smiles buried in there. We know how to make them feel small and to be scared of us. It's enough that our shadows are always breathing down their necks. Tonight, I will tell you about how the media knows how to make noise about us, on how it teaches us how to be ugly, how it shows men how to be beasts. There is an Adam out there that is teaching some Eve about death. There is an Adam out there forcing some Eve to stomach her voice. There is an Adam out there that is punching some Eve into a body bag. There is an Adam somewhere that thinks that healing is found when Eve is bleeding. Women think that being strong prevents us from being weak, but our weaknesses are the ones that make us strong. But that is a topic for some other next lifetime. So I hope that one faithful night that you get to be the man that heaven needs you to be. And if you choose to be a storyteller, I hope that you don't narrate about how Adam is Eve's hell over and over again. I'm gonna recite poems from a poet that I follow her work, and the poet that I'm going to recite poems from is the one and only Upile Chisala, a storyteller from Malawi and a graduate of the University of Oxford. She is known for her short and powerful poems. And so I'll be reciting 5 poems from her poetry book known as Soft Magic. So I'm going to recite 5 poems. So yeah. Poem number 1. I want to think that God smiles when a black woman is brave enough to love herself. Poem number 2. Remind your little girls with kinks in their hair and skin as dazzling as the night sky that they too are miracles, that they too are warriors. Remind the little souls of the goddesses they are always meant to be. Poem number 3. Darling, women like you are known to carry war between your teeth and still manage to slide soft words off your tongue. You baffle them with how you fit both battle and peace in your body. Poem number 4. To the girl at battle with her body, I pray you find a place to lay your weapons down. Last poem. To the mothers who fed us poems till our bellies had no room for self-doubt. Thank you. That is it for me. Signing off. Yeah, so God bless and Godspeed.
Peace.